My name is Fiona McCall, and I'm joined by Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary Andrew Laing and Chair of the Accounts Commission John Bailey to talk about the best value audit and inspection of Grampian Police and Grampian Joint Police Board. John, if I can start off with you, can you tell me what this report is about?
Well, this is a joint report from the Accounts Commission and Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary in Scotland. It looks at how well the Grampian Police Force and the Grampian Joint Police Board, which oversees the force's activity, are meeting their duties of best value.
Andrew, if we can start off by talking about the force, what's it doing well?
Yeah, the force is performing well, and I think it's important to emphasise that. It demonstrates many of the elements of best value we would look for in forces, but more specifically, we've been able to identify that there is strong leadership and a good culture of performance improvement across the force. Last year, the introduction of a new policing model resulted in more officers working in local communities, and the effects of all of that are very much seen in the evidence of the statistics on crime, with a reduction in crime levels to their lowest since 2006-07. Violence, indecency, dishonesty, reckless behaviour, all at their lowest level for 7 years. And on top of that, levels of public satisfaction are high and improving.
So what can the force do to improve?
There are probably three key areas that we would look for the force to improve in. The first centres round about an increase in racially motivated crimes and complaints about the police. And the statistics need further explanation. There's not a clear understanding as to why those two particular areas have increased over the period where reductions have been experienced elsewhere. The force should also consider its performance reporting mechanism. Drawing in comparison with other forces will greatly help the board in understanding how well the force are doing against the national picture. And thirdly, costing specific police activities to inform the board and the force executive on the difficult decisions they have to make about future policing services will be vitally important.
You say there's been a rise in racially motivated incidents and also in complaints against the police. Do you know why this has happened?
It's unclear at the moment. What we're encouraging the force to do is to examine the rationale or the cause of that. It may be that it's down to positive public reporting with greater faith in the police, or it may indeed be that there's a greater instance of both complaints against the police and racially motivated crimes. We're looking for the force to explain that better.
John, if I can come over to you, what's the board doing well?
The board's doing a number of things well. It has a good understanding of its role. The members actively challenge and question the force about its performance in a constructive way. The board works well to meet the needs of local communities, and it has a positive partnership with the police force, and together with them, they have developed a shared vision for policing in the area and a clear set of priorities.
So what can the board do to improve?
Well, the board needs to develop its longer-term financial planning and scrutiny roles to make sure that resources are being used in the best way. It could also do more to help identify savings through partnership and shared services initiatives. We'd also like to see arrangements for an operational independent custody visiting scheme put in place soon. And the convener also chairs the board's two subcommittees. This is not good scrutiny practice, so we'd like to see that reviewed.
You mentioned that the board should develop its longer-term financial planning. Isn't it doing this at the moment?
Well, public finances are increasingly tight, and both the board and the police force acknowledge that current levels of spending are not sustainable. And the board has already started looking at the medium-term financial planning. But it's unlikely that efficiency savings alone will be enough to balance the budget. So the board's role will be crucial in providing challenge and seeking assurance from the force that it's making best use of resources. And that's why we say it needs to develop its longer-term financial planning.
So, Andrew, what will happen next after this report?
There's an improvement agenda in the report which suggests areas the board, the force and the constituent council should consider working on. We'll now look to the board and the force to produce an improvement plan to positively address those issues.
Thank you.